In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we honor the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. This feast, this celebration, is an opportunity for us to remind ourselves of Christ's true presence in the Holy Eucharist, the true sacrifice that takes place at the Mass. But it is also an opportunity for us, if I may borrow from the sermon of Saint Cyprian, for us to immerse ourselves in God. In our catechism, we learn that God is everywhere. He's in everyone, in everything, by his omnipresence. And very often the devil's trick individuals and the pagans, these deists, into believing that because God is everywhere, he's in the tree, and therefore they can worship the tree as if it were God. And they make a grave mistake because they have confused something very important, a very vital distinction that needs to be made. Though I can say because Christ is everywhere, he's in the statue of St. Francis or the Blessed Mother behind me, I know that the statue is not God. It's just plaster and paint. It is not God. But yet, the Protestants want to accuse us of this. The deist makes the mistake of falling for this, and the devils are ever anxious to suggest this to us. For whatever it is we love, we tend to make a god out of it. Men who love their wives or women, they make a god or goddess out of them. They begin to worship them. And as corrupt as our English language has become, we even idolize them. We make an idol out of that, forgetting completely that idolatry is against the first commandment. To have an idol that we worship, that we honor, that we adore, is idolatry. It takes or imposes itself in the place where God belongs. So God is everywhere. He is in everything, but these things are not God. And we can say the same with ourselves. St. Augustine suggests to us that we can look inside ourselves and see God there because God is everywhere. But then he steps back for a moment and says, it would be better to consider that we are in God, rather than that God is within us. We can look inside our body, inside our blood vessels and the organs, and we can find that there is air within us. But it is much truer to say that we find ourselves immersed in air than we find air inside of us. And the same is true with God. He is everywhere. Even within us, even when we sin. But this omnipresence is different than the presence of Jesus Christ upon our altars. This omnipresence is different than the life of grace in our souls. For the life of grace can be taken out, but yet the omnipresence of God remains. The presence of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist can be destroyed, it can be removed, it can be taken away. But God is still present. His omnipresence is there. And when we come to Holy Communion, it is not that we are taking God into our bodies, but it is more appropriate to think of ourselves as entering into the body of Christ. This communing of our bodies is ourselves being lost in the presence of Christ. And if you have the opportunity, look up this sermon of Saint Cyprian for today's feast. It is most beautiful. But this sermon of Saint Cyprian compares the blood of Christ to the wine at Mass. When the priest prepares the chalice at the offertory, he pours wine into the cup, and then there is just a little drop of water that is mixed with the wine. When they pierce the side of Christ as he hung upon the cross, the scripture tells us that blood and water poured forth from that wound, from that side. The blood is of Christ. The water is us. Mankind, each one of us individually. And when the priest puts the drop of water in the wine, the water has lost itself in the wine. It is no longer capable, we are no longer able to withdraw that water, to take it out. It is now one with that wine. Or we can consider ourselves as a drop of water that's lost in the ocean. What happens to that single drop of water? It's now indistinguishable. We'll never get exactly that same drop back out of the ocean. It is now one with the ocean. And in Holy Communion, when we receive Christ into our bodies, it is not that Christ is absorbed into our bodies, that Christ is lost within us. Remember, we are the water. Christ is the wine. It is we who are lost in Christ. And if we approach Holy Communion correctly, when we receive Christ, we forget ourselves. We are lost in the immensity of Christ. And our humanity is forgotten, at least for a moment. We become indistinguishable from the blood of Christ, from the body of Christ. We have entered into Him. And we have lost ourselves in Him. He has incorporated us into His mystical body. We have not incorporated Him into our bodies. For our bodies, our souls, are lost in Him. And when we truly advance in the spiritual life and appreciate what has happened and begin to really understand, then we begin to truly understand the scriptures. We can understand St. Paul, who can say, "It is no longer I, but it is Christ living within me." Don't look to me, look to God. I am nothing. I am insignificant. I am the drop of water in the ocean. But that drop of water, though it has lost itself, has become part of something that is much greater than itself. For the drop of water in the ocean now has the entire power of the ocean, of the waves, of the thermal reserve that it has, absorbing heat, maintaining heat, radiating the heat that it is absorbed from the sun. No longer is it alone. No longer is it insignificant, but it has truly become all-powerful. And the same is true with us, with our souls, with our bodies. If we truly allow the grace of God to enter into our hearts and souls, if we purified our conscience by going to confession, prepared ourselves to truly receive Christ, we are as that drop of water mixed into the chalice, mixed into the wine. The moment we receive Christ, we are inebriated with Him. We are lost in Him. And everything of this world fades, at least for the moment. And the grace of God enters in. And then, filled with this grace, all things become possible to us. Ask the Father anything in my name, and He will give it to you. You will realize that we can do all things in Him who sanctifies us. It is not us, but it is Christ living within us. The miracles the saints performed, they remind us constantly, it's not I, this is God's miracle. It is He who has done this, not me. I'm just His mere instrument. I'm just the drop of water lost in His power and His immensity. None of the honor and glory goes to me. I'm just that little drop. But those outside can say, yes, but that little drop has become one, has become indistinguishable from the rest. That little drop of water has become indistinguishable from the wine. That water that is lost in the blood is now one with the blood, has taken on the very properties of the blood. And the scriptures become fulfilled when we become one with Christ. When we no longer live ourselves, but it is Christ living within us. This is the whole purpose of our existence. This is what Christ has preached to us. You want to be my disciple? It's very easy. Forget yourself. Deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and come, follow me. Become one with me. Think of me, live with me, live for me, live in me. Forget yourself, forget the world. And don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to sleep. For once you become one with Christ, you will have all that you need. The pagans who don't know that they have a Father in heaven, they worry about these things. Once you have become one with Christ, you need not worry. Even if you are like Christ and you can say the foxes have their dens and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head. God will provide. A stone, a log, something. You will find a place to rest your head. May not be what you would want, what your worldly passions and desires may pursue, but it will be what you need. And if you are living in Christ, you will find that which you thought was so hard, so difficult, is all of a sudden made sweet and light. When we embrace the cross for the love of Christ, we become one with Him. And the cross is made light, it's made sweet, it is made a joy. All of this is ours. The very moment that we receive our Lord worthily in Holy Communion, we can lose ourselves in Him. But tragically, we think we are mature and we hold back just a little bit. We give ourselves to Christ, but not completely. I'll give myself this far, but I'll wait and see. I'm going to commit, but not completely. And St. Augustine, and perhaps all the great penitent saints throughout history, fell into exactly this same dilemma, this same temptation. I want to convert, but not completely, not just yet. And they hold back. And then they wonder, why can I not advance in the devout life, in the spiritual life? Why am I not making any progress? Where is God's grace? It's right there, waiting for you to immerse yourself in it. All that is truly necessary is for us to take that leap of faith. Take the plunge. Like diving into the water. If you just put your little toe in it, it's cold, and you pull back. But if you just jump in completely, your body soon adapts and you say, oh, it's wonderful. It feels great. And this is what we must do in the spiritual life. Make that leap of faith. Plunge completely into Christ, into the mystical body. Immerse ourselves in the body and blood of Christ. Lose ourselves in Him. And then we will experience the joy. Then we will experience the consolation. Then we will understand what the saints have been trying to tell us. Until then, we just stick our finger in, we taste, and oh, maybe. Not just yet. I'm not completely ready to give myself. I'm not completely ready to immerse myself. And why do I not learn how to swim? Why do I not learn how to live as God has called me to live? Why can I not keep the commandments? Because I haven't yet really loved. I haven't yet really immersed myself in this ocean of love. I haven't yet really abandoned myself to God. And His blood, precious blood, is there for all those little droplets of water that are ready to mix themselves in Him. He is ready to absorb us. He is ready to incorporate us into His body, to make us one with Him. And so my prayer, my suggestion, my challenge, however you want to look at it, is that each one of us would stop doubting, would stop questioning, and that we would truly give ourselves to Christ. Here I am, Lord, do with me what you will. Allow my love to be lost in the immensity of your divinity. Allow my love to be lost in you. Allow me to abandon myself, to empty myself, so that I can truly find not me, but find you. That I can forget myself to be lost in this ocean of love. Benedictio de omnipotentis. Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.